Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Before we get started, I just want to thank Beltway Ben Hall for filling into these very big shoes last week, both on six-packs and on bounce-back, fall-back. Beltway Ben, hell of a job. Big shoes to fill, but you did
like
a great job.
I'm like a proud papa over here, Beltway Ben.
Great job. Yeah, you want to say something?
I don't know if he's listening.
I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. It's a six-pack of defensive
Rich
observations. Yes, and let's get started.
Number six.
I'll start negative, but it ties into something later. But Roma Dunze was destroying Nate Wiggins early. And as Jason alluded to in the open, he was on his way to having a day like I thought Puka Nacua was going to have with the Rams. Adunze finished with 7 catches for 114 yards. A lot of that was in the first quarter. It was not pretty.
I'll get to that much higher because it's part of a trend to the game that I think was maybe the entire game. Six was, with one exception, they negated Caleb Williams' legs. This was not going to be a game that was just about blitz, 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 attack the young quarterback. We don't have any pass rushers, so let's send 7. You have to have that, the idea of the must rush and keeping him contained. And I thought his legs, especially on a day where they're trying 3 different running backs, mm-hmm. and they seemed unsure if DeAndre Swift could really handle the role or not, given all his groin injuries, I thought we were going to see more of it. And there were times where I think that young man wanted to take off and go. I thought they did a hell of a job of fencing him in, hemming him in, and they were stout against the run overall. Maybe that should have been higher, but I slotted it at 6.
Number 5.
And maybe this should be higher, but I got to see it more than 1 week to believe it, but it needs to be noted. The guys we talked about a lot last week in terms of needing to step up on defense specifically, Roquan, Hamilton, and Marlon all did in varying degrees. Roquan did bring in energy. Roquan was clearly up for that fight. The fact it was his former team brought out the best in him. Hamilton was a part of some significant moments in that game, making himself felt at the line of scrimmage, stepping up in the goal line for tackles, being a part of some blitz packages that got home, forced intentional groundings, and Marlon, Marlon was probably their best corner because Wiggins, it was real high or real low. So, just want to note that those guys who were sort of the face of that defense now got the job done.
Can they stack it? That's the question.
I don't know. That's why it's a 5.
Yeah. My 5, shout out Mike Green, first NFL sack, and it came in a huge part of the game as the Bears were getting down, going up and down the field at will and caused a field goal instead of the Bears getting a touchdown.
Number 4.
Which leads into the bend but don't break defense in the first quarter, because I don't know about you guys, but the Ravens defense in the first quarter looked a hell of a lot like the Ravens defense before the bye, where the Bears were basically doing whatever they wanted moving up and down the field. That first quarter felt like it lasted 5 minutes because the clock kept moving and the ball never hit the ground, and they were just going up and down the field. But both times the Bears got the ball in the red zone, the Ravens made them settle for field goals, and they never scored again until the fourth quarter.
Four is where I put pivotal pass rush at key moments in the game. Was it elite? Was it nonstop? No, I mean, they had a 26.8% pressure rate. It's pretty much was what it was. But you had Green, Van Noy, and Hamilton all show up at critical moments, drawing penalties, forcing intentional groundings. It was a bit of the Mike Green coming out show. At least he flashed. We're ready for him to flash. He flashed. Is he going to take games over? No. Is he going to play more snaps than you need him to than he should at this point in time? Because that's what you need. Yeah. But there were key moments where they got off the field via the pass rush, and we had not seen that in quite some time.
I'll go with Jason, and one of those key moments was Kyle Hamilton coming on a blitz, forcing intentional grounding. Yeah. And it gets back to the comment that we've been talking about for a while, why they waited so long to bring in a third safety, because yesterday's game, Kyle Hamilton aligned in the box. His most amount of defensive snaps, highest rate since week 8, 2022.
Yeah.
That was his rookie year, 8 games into his career. Clearly, they want to lean into that. They blitzed him 10 times in that game. He recorded 2 run stops. That's where he's at his best.
We are doing the 6-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3.
It was a bend, don't break defense, but it didn't break. Red zone stops, goal line stops, been in short supply. We've seen them get bullied at the same time. They haven't been able to bully anybody else in short yardage, and we'll get to that at the end of the show. That'll feature prominently in my offensive six-pack because they were on the right side of this all the way around. But if you're going to allow teams to have 14-play, 8-minute drives, and you can hold them to 3, you could still call that a win. And they were able to do that early in the game. They got their sea legs under them. They made some adjustments, which we'll get to. And those stops were critical from keeping this game from getting out of hand.
3 was one of yours, sort of one of yours earlier. They only got 1 sack, but they also got 2 intentional grounding penalties, which were essentially sacks. They got after Caleb Williams. They made him feel uncomfortable. By the way, the pass rush on that play near the end of the game where he just heaves it and DJ Moore makes that incredible catch. But they were after him essentially the whole game. Kudos to Zach Gore getting more aggressive. I was sick and tired of watching them fake blitz and drop and then the death by 10,000 paper cuts. You had to get more aggressive. They did. It was good to see.
Number 2.
2 is the Wiggins pick. Yep. And it goes to the decision making. They decide not to go for it on 4th and 5. They try to draw him off. Then they punt. Credit to Stout. Great punt. I think it was Tylan Wallace that fielded it like at the 4 or 5. And then they get the pick from Caleb.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Williams and Nate Wiggins kind of jumped. He ran the route for the receiver and jumped it. Nate Wiggins, after an atrocious first quarter, I thought he played his rear end off after that. Like, that was a hell of a pick, and it changed the game.
Yeah, we're simpatico. We've been waiting for people to have moments back there in the secondary. It's where all their assets are. It's got to be. It's got to carry its weight in terms of playmaking and game-changing ability. And on a day where, much like the defense, and we'll get to this at 1, Nate Wiggins couldn't have started the day much worse. That I'm not sure they win the game without that interception, given the field position, everything it provided.
Number 1.
One is I have to applaud their resiliency as a coaching staff and as a collective. This looked like it was going to be a repeat of the Detroit game. All of their worst attributes were on display constantly in the first quarter. You want to get under center and run it up the gut? Have at it. You want to throw on crossers across the middle? Great. You want to just play pitch and catch with your number one wide receiver because we got nobody who can stop him? Go ahead. A tight end who's done nothing in his career to this point gets more yards in the first quarter than he's had in a game all year? Check. And they responded to all that, right? Loveland faded. The quarterback faded as he got put under pressure. And at the end of the day, they did try to bully him. 16 under center runs. Only went for a total of 61 yards. 3.8 per carry. You will take that anytime you can get it. They showed the ability to handle adversity and get better from it. And it's been sorely lacking as an attribute this season. So I to me, that was as important as anything else.
Yeah, my one is the defense was decent, but decent is so much better than what it's been all year. If you can be average defensively, I think you got to take that. And also, the name guys, and you alluded to this earlier, Jason, Roquan, Kyle Van Noy, Kyle Hamilton, they showed up. David Ajabo even made a play on a running play, which I didn't think was conceivably possible. So, like, guys showed up yesterday. I'll take decent.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I think resiliency is a great word for it. And I think the lead up to it, where you got the reports from the Sun, reports from the Banner, you have the injury report debacle going, so many distractions heading into this game. And that opening drive that Chicago had, it looked like it was going to be exactly what Houston and C.J. Stroud
first two
did
drives
came in, just go right down the field any way they wanted. But they banged.
And I think we got to give Zach Orr a lot of credit.
Oh, yes, a ton of credit.
Absolutely.
Because it looked like they might roll over and we'd be talking about, hey, is Orr going to get whacked after the Miami game? Like, it looked like it might have been that kind of afternoon.
Well, and it was on both of your guys' six-packs, and that was something that Orr was talking about in the lead-up to the game last week, how, hey, we took the bye week, we're scheming up pressure, we're coming up with simulated pressures, and it paid off.
Yeah. By the way, let's just point out that the Bears' first drive was 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Yeah. The Ravens get the ball, they go 3 and out, and then the Bears have another 4-plus-minute drive, which leads to another field
goal.
That's
the first 20, quarter.
Yes.
22 plays, 125 yards. They took up 12 minutes, 41 seconds in the first quarter.
Coming up next, we got to give Tyler Huntley his flowers. Not Zay Flowers, though Zay had a nice game. Snoop shows up, and in a big way, we'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.